people down here. But I can't live without you. That is why I love him so. He's so real to me.
Every praise. It's every key of praise. G.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Every bit of it. He deserves it.
Amen.
God, my Savior.
God, my Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
God, my Savior.
God, my Savior. God, my healer. God, my deliverer. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Every praise.
You know, it was a wonderful service this Sunday.
Yes,
appreciated it. And it was a great service and a phenomenal Bible study. It was it's amazing to see God just move and just type out everything and show us answers that we've been right for a long time. You know,
right.
You know, Pastor Moore, you've got it just right down the line. It was so perfect, and it was everything tied, everything run. It was just beautiful to see that. And I'm grateful for that revelation because, you know, even when the brother was preaching, he you can tell God's been in his life. God's blessed him and God's used him. And
yeah. And
he's had the ability to see God and use God, you know, heal people and do those kind of things. And that was amazing. But that's only great if he's around.
Right.
It's great that you can recognize God in somebody else. That's great that you can see God in somebody else.
Right.
And that's awesome. I'm glad God is using him. But if God doesn't use me, I always need him around.
Yeah.
I always got to call Brother Peterson or call the pastor or call some. Until God gets in you, you get a revelation that God's in you, then you're dependent on everybody else to be able to touch God.
Right.
I can touch God for myself. That's a revelation.
Right.
Matter of fact, even over in the Seven Seals book, when Brother Branham wrote it, you go to the Seven Seal one, when he starts that off, he says, these services have been miraculous. I've done seen a bunch of stuff in my life, but this is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Amen.
Because he had a revelation and the Bible was no longer tied up. He could see it for himself. So I'm just so grateful that I got a revelation. I got God for myself, that I can see God for myself, that when I need God, I can get a hold of him.
Right.
I'm not interdependent on anybody. I'm not waiting on you to answer the phone. I'm not waiting on you to show up. I know that God is on the scene when I show up. When I speak, God speaks.
Right.
When I move, God moves. When
Amen.
I want, God wants. You know, how else would he can't do anything outside of using my body. Outside of you, you know, and a lot of times we try to limit what God can do, and you're only limited by the only thoughts that you have.
Amen.
You know, even just believing, all it takes is just to believe. There are so many stories, and Pastor Moore, you even mentioned it Sunday morning before the brother started preaching. You talked about how the disciples, the problem what they had was the problem wasn't that they didn't believe Jesus. They always believed Jesus. They got in trouble when they didn't think God was with them.
Amen.
They got in trouble when they thought that God only heard from Jesus. But the disciples, God heard them too. They just had to speak. They got in trouble when they're on the boat. He said, oh, you got little faith. But even if you ever read that chapter, they had been with Jesus the whole time. And he had been healing this, healing that, healing this, healing that. So it wasn't that they didn't believe that Jesus could do it. The problem was that they didn't believe that God would hear them.
Right.
You know, that they could do it. And you know, so much, and they go, well, Jesus was God on the scene. Yes, he was. But you can even go to the Old Testament that he heard. He said, I heard the cries of my people. That means God hears from his people.
Amen.
So I can cry out and God hears from me. You know, somebody might be more revelated. Maybe they read more. Maybe they know more. But God still hears me when
Amen.
I cry out. God still is looking forward to me.
Right.
He's looking forward to me. Preaching, testifying, singing. He wants to hear from me.
Amen.
Matter of fact, the Bible says he's pleased to dwell.
Right.
See, no, I can't be down. I can't be depressed. I can act it. I can act sometimes, but when you start stirring up my pure mind, the real me, oh, those temporal things just fade away, fade quickly away. And I remind myself, and you remind me of who I really am.
Right.
So I just praise God. I thank God that I got a revelation.
Right.
I thank God that has been revealed to me, that nobody revealed this to me. No, I got it from a man. I get that part. But God had to reveal it to me. A man preached it to me, but God had to reveal it to me. God had to be the one that stepped in there and quickened that to me. And then because God quickened it to me, now I can take my eyes off of every man. It doesn't matter who's preaching, who brings it, who, because I got a revelation. I got the author. You know, a lot of times people worry about getting the book and getting this and that. Get the author.
Yeah.
Get the author. He'll take care of it. If you don't understand the book of Revelations, get the author. Yeah. You don't understand the book of Genesis, get the author. I just praise God. I'm just stirred up because that brother was preaching, and I thought, praise God. That we had Bible study, I thought, praise God. I know we're going to get some preaching tonight, praise God. But I just want to throw my little two cents in there and say, I believe this for myself. I know what it is. I can see it. I see it so clear and perfect. God bless you. Good to see you, Brother Jerry.
Amen, amen, amen.
I was thinking myself about a few things.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking about that message, you know, Brother Branham preaching on calling Jesus on the scene.
Yes. Yeah.
Been a long time since I read it. Don't even remember what it was about, but the title is enough.
It's enough.
I got a good inkling on what it's about, you know.
Amen.
And you only bring him on the scene by confessing his word.
Right.
He rides in on his word every time, and he won't ride in on anything else. All your unbelief, all your fear, all your worry, all your looking at yourself, you know, talking to me.
Right.
Not talking to nobody else here but me. Right. And, you know, but he rides in on his words. I mean, what did he do at 63? He rode right down on his word. The forward came on the scene, God come on the scene. He himself come on the scene. Not a partial. He left the throne.
Right.
He said, I can go down now.
Right.
I got my word now. My word's been revealed now. I can ride in on that.
Amen.
So I'm thankful to know that. And I'm thankful, you know, I was sitting there thinking too, you know, kind of nervous before Jay got up. Of course, Jay always breaks the ice pretty good.
He should anyway.
And, you know, you're kind of nervous. I'm thinking, boy, the best way to go over nervousness is just stop being nervous. Just stop being nervous, you know. Brother Branham said, you know, Brother Childers anyway, he said, you have trouble giving money away, give it all away.
Right.
You have trouble being nice, be nice to everybody.
Right.
You know, I mean, just go the opposite. Satan will want to keep you bound up, but it's not the day to be bound.
No,
it's a day to be free and act like it.
Amen.
So I am thankful for this day.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Amen. Absolutely.
This world is not my home, page 164. It's key of G. Of course, it's 164.
You know, it's not even yours unless you claim it.
No. It's not real.
My mind's rolling myself and thinking, it's not even yours unless you claim it.
Amen.
It's only real when you confess it.
Yes.
It's only real when you step out on it.
That's
it's only real when you believe it. You know, everybody else can believe for you, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But when it's personal, you know, that's what.
Yes,
that's why Brother Branham, I appreciate it so much. Brother Branham made it so simple. He said, Christ personally revealed to you
personally
is the new birth. He made it that simple.
Right.
It's just Christ. Forget about all the other garbage they try to add on to it. It's just as simple as that.
Yeah.
And that alone is enough for me.
Right.
The rest of it's good. If I get a little educated here and there, it's fine.
Yeah.
If I get a little more light here and there, that's fine too. But
yeah.
I'm grateful for that one personal revelation.
Yes,
that God's revealed it personally to me. You know, my daughter had an accident yesterday, and she, thank God, she's all right. But the exact same place John and Dawn had their accident a year ago. You know, first time driving. Just, you know, but she's all right. And thank God for that. You know, and I was thinking because, you know, I got the call at work and, you know, Hood was driving. She said, she's been in an accident. I thought, okay, is she all right? Now, don't worry about anything else. Is she all right? Which she was. Thank God she got through it all right. And God, you know, it's a miracle. You know, I looked at the car and it's totaled. It's a mess, but she's all right. But, you know, the thing I look at more than anything else is this revelation will give you such a solid.
Amen.
I mean, you're not shaking your flesh a little bit here and there, but it don't even last long anymore like it used to.
Right,
it didn't take much for me. I just said, all right, I'll be there as soon as I can. I left work and told the guys I was leaving, just take care of everything. I'll be back as soon as I can. And of course, I went back to work, you know, since sitting home all day for it. But I went home, made sure she's all right. You know, took her to the yard and did that. But just this rest that this revelation will give you,
amen,
it just means everything. It just carries you through every little thing
does
you go through in life.
Everything.
And I'm always, you know, God is just so good. I'm always just smiling, thinking, God, here you are again. One more time, you've done it again. You've kept her safe. You protected her. You've just every step of the way, you watched over us. And even on our own personal lives, you look back and think, Lord, you've just every step of the way, everything I've ever needed and everything I've ever wanted to, you've taken care of that.
Amen.
And, you know, he loves this bride. This bride is all, it's a jewel in his crown.
Sir.
You know, Brother Ram said many a times. And, you know, we're the end time bride. We've got a job to do. And, you know, it's not yours unless you came as well. I was thinking when I first started there. I've got one job to do, and that's to get the dead up.
Amen.
Everything else comes and goes. Everything else doesn't matter. Doesn't mean really once it's the hill of being. I've got one thing on my plate. God told us several years ago, Brother Moore. And that's the only thing I'm concerned about, getting the dead up. And we will do it. We're ordained to do it.
Yes, sir.
That's my testimony. That's my prophecy. That's what I speak. I'm looking forward to seeing the dead get up. Look forward to get out of here. Look forward to wrap this thing up and going home. And until then, my heart will go on singing. I'll be as happy as I can possibly be on this side.
Right.
Most powerful people ever walking shoe level. There ain't nobody more powerful. Whatever you want, you know, I was thinking on the way here. I was thinking about my daughters again because they're always on my mind. You know, they're my kids, and I love them. And, of course, they're out there just whatever. And, you know, sometimes, you know, God will correct you. And I was thinking on the way here, just even me, you know, God rebuked me a little bit. Sometimes you pray for things. You know, you're asking God to do this. But at some point in time, God says, stop asking to do it and just claim where it's already done.
Right.
It's a finished work. And it makes all the difference in your faith because I was, you know, just driving to work and Lord, you know, God just dealing with me.
Yeah.
Stop talking like that.
Right.
Thank you. Just start thanking me for it already happening. Yeah. And I'll bring it to pass. Don't you worry about it. Right. Don't you worry about any of that at all. And I'm just, it's just how God just tweaks our thinking. It's just like that.
Yeah.
It doesn't take a big, I mean, sometimes, Brother Moore, we get so tied up. It's got to be a big this and a big that and all the bells and whistles. It's just God. I'm driving, just thinking, Lord, I want my daughter back, this, that, and the other. And he said, stop talking like that. Claim it that I've already done it.
Right.
Stand out on that, and I'll take care of the rest of it.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of it. And it's like out in everything in your life. That's what I love God about. It's just, it's not just that. I mean, you know, that's good. But it's every single thing in your life.
That's right.
Everything. It's God. You speak the word. You stand on it as if it's already done. I was thinking about that blind man after the fact. I thought, Lord, it's just like a blind man.
Yeah.
You know, he claimed. I can see. Yeah. God's healed me. Went up there, everybody looking at him like he's some kind of fool, like he's still blind. Still need a cane to get in the door.
Right.
But in that instance, in God's time, he'd already proclaimed it was done. As far as that man was concerned, he believed God so much.
Right.
He had so much confidence in the word of God.
Yeah.
He said, it's already complete. It's already done. I can see. And in God's time, he brought the pass.
Right.
And I thought, you know, it is that real. I thought about Anna. I thought, you know, I'm not even saying, Lord, touch her. Thank God you've already touched her.
Yeah.
Thank God you've already taken care of it, Lord. It's your word I'm standing on. It's not in my feelings. It's not in my emotions. Not even in my tears. That's nothing to do with it. It's your words what I stand on. I'm standing on your promises that you laid out there. And I'm a believer. I can't do anything else. It's just in me when the word comes forth. Brother Branham said the bride turns quickly to the word. She stands on it. She stands herself out there and said, thank you, you've already done it. You've already taken care. And it's everything in our life. That's what I love about it. I love this so much. It just tickles me to death how he does it. Oh,
amen.
Lord.
Amen.
And you know, you take your eyes off every flesh, even yourself. You've got to do it. Because you look at yourself and you've got all your things you can come up with.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean a hill of beans to God. He don't give 2 cents about that. He's caring about one thing, Brother Don, just like you said. He cares about his word. You stand on his word, he don't care about anything else. And I love it because the church world's just got it so wrong. You know, they've just got this thing so butchered up.
Yeah.
They want you to live. They want you to do. They want you to. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm grateful for it. I do that. I go to work. You can talk to anybody. I've got a pretty good testimony at work.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing, and I'm happy for it. But if I was the laziest man at work, it has nothing to do with you being a son or daughter of God.
That's
it has nothing to do with it whatsoever. I'm glad I do. Glad I got a pretty good reputation. It helps me in certain areas.
Right.
But his word is the most important thing to me.
Amen.
Being a believer of the word of God is the most important. That's having that revealed to me is the most important thing in my life.
Amen.
I'm grateful for that one thing.
Yes, sir.
Everything else is, it'll be all right.
Take care of yourself.
Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes
Amen.
God just tweaks your thinking.
Yes.
Yeah, all the time, doesn't he?
He's a teacher.
Paul said you die daily.
Amen. Do you see that?
Oh, my. Just give him praise. That's what I come for, to thank him what he's already done.
This world is not my home.
I'm just passing through.
Will I do? The angels beckon.
affected me. That's one thing that I know. I fixed it up with Jesus many years ago. I know he'll see me through. Though I am weak and poor, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Just over in glory land, we'll live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting.
Always good to be here. Yes, and, this place looks a little bit bigger up here.
Yeah,
and,
a lot nicer.
They sent them a little card and had several people's names on it. We appreciate you doing that. It meant a lot to me. And but I wanted to do this from my heart. And it's always a blessing when you can do something for someone else.
Yes, yes, sir.
And the Bible said it's more blessed to give than to receive. I got blessed more than you did, brother.
Yeah.
How about that?
Amen.
So it's good to be here, and I enjoy this coming. I don't have to get up here, and I appreciate being asked, I guess. But it's I'm okay just to sit and listen. And so we're happy to know the Lord Jesus.
Right.
And I'm glad that we can make it very personal.
Yes.
I was thinking about Brother Spidey a while ago, and I was listening to Brother James there, and it made me think of Brother Spidey one time. He says, "Now, Brother Jerry, we want to hear about your revelation."
Mm-hmm. Right.
I said, "Hey, that's personal."
Yeah.
That's personal, right. You know, and so it is personal.
It is.
And I thinking about what Paul said, because Paul was trying to push it out, make it personal when
sure.
he said, "Let this same mind be in you
right. That's right.
that was also in Christ Jesus."
Amen.
So the scripture lets us know at that day you shall know.
Right.
Well, Brother Branham said that's this day.
Correct.
Amen. So when we look down through the ages, that wasn't that day.
No, right.
So when John looked all the way down to the end, he was caught from there
up here and he was able to look back down to there.
Right.
That's this day.
Amen.
Because we're the ones looking back.
That's
we
right.
We can see where we come from.
That's right.
So let this same mind be in you.
Yes.
Which was also in Christ Jesus. Now he didn't stop there. He said, who thought it not robbery?
That's the truth.
See, we're not a thief.
No, 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 no.
Amen. But we are who we are.
Yes.
At that day you shall know.
Yes.
That I'm in the Father, ye in me, and I in you.
Right.
That's this day. This day we have a perfect understanding.
Yes.
It's not like we're looking through a glass dark. I'm not on the outside looking in. I'm on the inside. Everything is in full view now. I can see that's where the ministry wants you to be. It wants you to look at yourself personally. The book is open, and the angel said,
take the book.
That's right.
He didn't give you a closed book. He gave you an open book, and it's all about you. It's all about you. Amen, isn't it?
Yes.
That's a wonderful story, isn't it?
Yes.
Take and eat the book. You become what you eat.
Yes.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
We become what we eat.
Yes.
And so it's good to be here.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And just different things. You know, there's a deep calling to the deep.
Yes, that's right.
And if there's something crying out for something, the only way it could cry out, there has to be something there for it to cry to.
Amen.
Now, when the ministers up here, Brother Moore, Brother Jeremiah, Brother James, there's a deep in them calling out to a deep in you.
That's right.
And they're wanting that deep to respond back,
right,
to pick up what God is saying.
Yes.
You got to get in tune with the music.
Right.
You got to walk.
Right.
Walk the talk.
Amen.
And let God ring in your heart. Now, when God takes over, it's no longer you. You're not the owner of it. He owns you. He paid the price for you. And now what he does for you, he takes and puts a desire in there. There we go. The deep call into the deep. God put a desire. You know what works together? You know, God is faith and God is love.
Right.
And the two are in a relationship.
Right.
Amen. Faith works in relation with love.
Yes.
Now, God's channel of love, there's a door. You know what opens that door up? Faith opens that door. Love pulls you right into
right.
it.
Right.
So it's not a, I have to do it.
No.
It's a love to. Amen. I want to do it for my Savior. I want to live for Him.
Amen.
Am I going to make mistakes? I am a mistake in a way. Okay. So we'll make that clear. But I know what my desire is. But see, that faith opened that channel up so love could pull you into it.
Yes.
So I love, I want to. God works on that desire that he put inside of you.
Amen.
And God wants you to work by the desire.
Right.
Now, there's a white dog, black dog.
Sure.
You know, there's two trees planted in the garden.
Yeah.
Brother Branham said, if a tree of life was a person, the tree of knowledge was also a person.
That's right.
So you're dealing with two trees. You're dealing with two dogs in a sense.
Right.
You're dealing with the tree of life and you're dealing with the tree of knowledge.
Amen.
You know what the tree of knowledge is? It's the tree of death.
Right.
Yes, it is.
Dust thou art and dust thou shalt return.
Right.
That tree of knowledge will go right back to where it come from.
That's
but
right.
That tree of life, that eternal part,
Amen.
What God is dealing
Amen.
With, that desire that's in there,
yes.
That's what God was looking for.
All the time.
The deep calling to the deep.
Right.
And when he called to that deep, it had to respond, or he would not have called for it.
Amen.
So blessed is he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness, because there's a deep, there's a fountain of righteousness to respond back to that cry.
Right.
You believe that?
Right.
Isn't God good to us?
Amen.
I love him so much.
Yes.
Love him with all my heart. I want to serve him.
Yes, of course.
I don't want to go out here and fool with the world.
Not at all.
That's not my home.
Not
you
my
just
desire.
Sung the home. This is not my home.
Right.
This world is not my place. I come from a much higher place
right.
than this. But I'm here, and I'm passing through the valley of the shadow of death. I'm passing through a body of time.
Amen. Right.
This right here is your valley of the shadow of death.
Right.
Time is a measurement of death.
Amen.
And as you're passing through this valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Amen. On my journey here, you are with me, and I shall not fear nothing.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
He's good to us,
yes,
isn't he?
Yes.
I love to sing, but I don't sing as much as I used to, Brother Moore.
It's all right.
Amen.
This is the best song ever.
Let's let's get something here. Let's get the key of D. All right. And you know this song.
Yes.
Oh, he touched me.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he touched me. And oh, what a joy that floods my soul.
Amen.
Oh, now something has happened, and now I know. Oh, he touched me, and he made me. Oh, yes, he touched me. Oh, yes, he touched me. And oh, what a joy that floods my soul. Something wonderful happened, and now I know he touched me, and he made me whole. Amen. We love you, and we appreciate all
yes,
of you.
Yes, yes, yes,
God bless you, Brother Moore.
Beautiful. Amen.
Sing God Has Smiled on Me. It's yes. Kid G. By way of announcements, musicians' practice is going to be canceled tomorrow. Instead, there's going to be a practice for the Christmas recital at 6:30, and then the Christmas recital will be on December 11th at 7 o'clock.
Amen.
So, 191, Kia G.
God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Yes, God has smiled on me. Oh, he's been good to me.
My path. He is a light unto my feet. Without him I would fall. I don't know what he is.
light unto my path.
A light unto my path is he. Without him I would fall. I don't know what he is to you, but to
God, thank you for your love, mercy, and grace. Thank you for your goodness. Lord, you have been so good to us. You're the source of all of our joy. Thank you for your many blessings. Lord, another service to come here, Lord. Thank you for this opportunity to assemble ourselves together, Lord. We're here to hear from you, to hear your word. Lord, we can study and put a little notes on paper, Lord, but you know how it works. You got to come and take over and give us what we need, move the man out of the way, Lord, and just speak to us. Have your way this evening. And Lord, we continue to bring the body for you, before you, Lord. You've already paid the price for our healings. And touch Sister Don's body, Lord. And touch Sister Anna's body back there, Lord. And touch Brother Trevor, Lord. Lord, you've already paid the price. You've already seen the work done. You've already seen it completed. And your mind is as good as done. So Lord, just bring it to manifestation. Thank you for everything you've done for us. Have your way. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and ask. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. It's good to see everybody this evening.
Amen.
Good to be back home and everything and be with the body of believers. Good to see Mom and Dad up. Have them with us. And always enjoy hearing Dad sing and exhort, preach, whatever you want to say he's doing there. He's trying to get out of preaching, but he was sounding good to me there. So, but that's all right. And we have been enjoying the pulpit. It is nice and spacious. I think Brother James was saying, you know, he had went back and looked at the old one back there. And it doesn't look so good anymore. And he probably didn't know exactly how bad it was until you got a new one then. You know, one day, you know, we kind of know how bad this body is, but we won't quite know how bad it really is until we get that glorified body. But it's coming one day. A much better one than we have now. And you guys, as always, we always do. You guys had church, didn't wait for me to get back. And I wouldn't expect you to, because I wouldn't wait on you. And we know that. You guys had good service. I was listening in, you know, to Brother James last Wednesday night, and I know Brother Peterson showed up Sunday morning, enjoyed listening to him, but you know, Brother Moore, he would tell you he just got up and introduced him and closed, but he preached a little bit before and a little bit after, so I was listening to Brother James and Brother Moore, and they made me feel like I could keep carrying on a little bit. You know how we are, it's like I can live the pace tomorrow, and not that I was in dire straits, but they were encouraging is what I'm trying to say. You know, we are more than conquerors. We're more than able to do this. We're ordained to do it. God's already seen us do it. And he will never leave us nor forsake us and let us fail. And God cannot fail. And I like being able to say that. I like being able to be positive and it not be psychology. I like being able to be confident and it not being just because I got educated into it. It's actually a personal revelation to me. I really believe what I'm telling you.
Amen.
That we, the bride, I'll talk for myself. I'm ordained for this hour.
Yes.
I'm ordained to get the job done. I'm ordained to finish what God sent me to do.
Amen.
And he will give me and has given me and will continue to give me everything I need to get the job done. He will preach to me what I need preached.
Amen.
He will supply an instrument or tool, whatever it may be. He's already seen what I need. He already knows the decision I'm going to make tomorrow. Oh, I love how God works. He doesn't make you do anything, but He knows how to work around you and help you along the way and protect you and give you a little instrument here, a little help here, a big great fish here, whatever it may be, a spouse here, a friend here, a job here. He knows what He needs to give you to help you along the way. Oh, He's got this whole world in His hands. I always like to say it, Brother Branham, when he said he knew how many times a flea bats his eye, that's like the worst thing on the face of the earth is a flea. And he knows how many times it bats its eyes. I can't help but rejoice when I think about that. He knows how many times a flea bats its eyes. How much more do you think He understands you and me? And is going to take care of us. He will. He has. And He will continue to do so. He won't stop until He's finished.
Amen.
Oh, I like being able to say that.
Amen.
And so I enjoyed what I heard, and so I got a little thought out of it. So if you have your Bibles, we'll see where God wants to go. He knows where He's going. Mm-hmm. Hebrews, the 12th chapter. Yeah. And I want to start with verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. May God add blessings to the reading of His word. My title tonight is Looking Unto Jesus.
Amen.
And I like that because He's the only one that's going to be able to help us. But I was reading this week and really again this morning, and it says He's the author and the finisher of our faith. That really means that we as humans have nothing to do with being able to make our faith work. God is the author and the finisher. And we're spoiled here. We look up definitions. We know what author means, but I look it up today for the fun of it. And the first definition I found, it says a writer of a book. And for a minute, that didn't click, but then God reminded me, we're living epistles. Read of all men. We are books. Because Brother Bram said the bride would write another book of Acts right behind her.
Right.
And so God is the author of this life that you're seeing right here.
Right.
But before I expound on that, the other thing right behind it, it says, another way people say it, it's the originator of a work.
Yeah.
It's the founder, the starter, the beginner.
Yeah.
It's the person that created the work.
Yeah.
So think about that. What you're looking at when you look at your own life, your walk in the Lord, you are a written book made by God.
Yes.
It means He was your author.
Yes.
That means you had to come from Him.
Yes.
Because He's the originator.
Amen.
You had to come from the original.
Right. Yeah.
You had to be part of Him. God is the author of your life.
Amen.
Oh, that makes me feel good.
Yes.
When you start talking like that, you realize, wait a minute now. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Now, I got to talk right now. I could talk out of this flesh and tell you all my problems. But that's not what I'm really here for. I'm here to talk to you about the life that God is the author of. Because that's who I really am anyhow. That's the real me. And I'm not separating myself from my flesh. That real me is in here now.
Amen.
But all I'm trying to tell you, stop. Don't get so caught up in the flesh.
Uh-uh.
You got to look beyond the flesh.
Yes.
And realize that the life of God is right in here.
Yes.
And God is walking when you hear me, see me walk. God is talking when you see me talk.
Amen.
God is the author of this life.
Amen.
He knew my uprising. He knows my downsetting.
Right.
In his mind, all my members were written before I even got here.
Amen.
Oh, how can I lose?
Amen.
How can I be defeated?
Amen.
Only the reason why I can be a little defeated is I just let the devil talk to me in my mind and try to get my mind off the Word of God. But that's why Paul said you got to look unto Jesus. You can't look to temporal things. You can't look to what you can generate. You got to look to God.
That's right.
But how are you going to lose? You're already winning.
Right.
You come from Him. He's writing your story.
Right.
Now, right. I know how to separate the two sides. I know I'm human. I know I can fall down. I know God can rebuke me. I know He can correct me. But on the other side of that coin, you're looking at a living epistle written by God.
Amen.
I'm right where I'm supposed to be.
Amen.
I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing.
Amen.
I'm in the Word for my hour.
Yes.
I've accepted the truth for my day.
Yes.
I'm not 2 days ago. I'm not a message a week ago. I'm not trying to preach what Wesley preached only. I'm up here right in the present tense where God wants to be.
Amen.
Oh, I couldn't be a better life. You couldn't even find a better life than mine.
Amen.
And I'm not talking about human sex-born life. I'm talking about we're looking at the life of God, authored by God.
Right. Amen.
And what's so great about God is He has foreknowledge. And so what He was able to do before we even got here and manifested in these bodies, so to speak, He could see what would happen before it even happened.
Amen.
He's omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent, be everywhere at all times. The timeline doesn't really matter to God. As far as God's concerned, He has no start, no finish. He can go anywhere on that line in one instance, and as far as He's concerned, He's in eternity. Because He doesn't really have to leave eternity in that sense too much. Now, He comes down in time and work, but I'm just saying God's eternal. Whether you go here, you're still in the eternal line. Whether you go here, you're still in the eternal line. God has no beginning, no ending, no start, no stop. He's eternal. So God, by His foreknowledge, could see that you were going to want Him. And we've been through this before. But what He could do, as the author says, I'm going to predestinate that person. That person wanted me. So I'm going to give that person a predestinated seed.
Amen.
A little part of myself.
Amen.
Oh, how can we mess this up, church? You can't mess this up. That's what I heard Brother James and Brother Moore tell me last Wednesday and Sunday. God's been with us our whole life.
Yes.
He's taken me from when I first started my journey, and He will make sure I finish my journey. He's never left me. He's never forsaken me. He knew the decision I was going to make before I even got here and made it, to the point where He could predestinate me to the very age I was going to live in.
Yes.
Do you realize that's what God does? He gives you a predestinated seed for the very age you're going to live in.
Yes.
He even gave you the seed that was going to be watered by the Word for your age.
Right.
You couldn't mess up.
Amen.
He fixed you up. Because
yes.
He's the author and the finisher of your faith.
Yes.
And you think about what He does for service after service, day after day.
Yes.
He knows what you need preached.
Yeah.
He knows what Word's going to give you help.
Yeah.
He knows what instructions you
yes.
need. He knows everything you need to hear from Him
Amen.
To get you to do the walk
right.
that He's authored in your life, so to speak.
Yeah.
And it's not altogether He's making you do it. He doesn't make you do anything. He's helping you along the way.
Amen.
Let me give a little word here.
Yeah.
Let me give a little word here.
Amen.
Let me give a little word here.
Yeah.
And you as a believer hear that word.
Yeah.
And you eat that word. And you become one with that word.
Yeah.
And so you naturally start walking.
Yeah.
Right after the Word of God.
Yeah.
Do you want to know what God's all about? It's all about His Word.
Yeah.
Heaven and earth might pass away.
Yeah.
But not one word of God will ever fail.
Right.
God is not trying to teach us to be bad livers.
No.
He prefers you to live good.
Amen.
I believe in that.
Amen.
I believe we should have a desire to serve God. I believe that the Word of God will preach to you, and it will convict you, and God will change you. Not me. I might have a lot of things I'd like to see out of you. Well, let me start here. I have a lot of things I'd like to see out of myself.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
But I believe God can do all those things. But I am going to still go back to what I just said. Even if you fall short of some of those things, what God is still concerned with is fulfilling the word that he has prophesied for the very hour.
Amen.
That's what he's concerned with. That's what he wants accomplished.
Yeah.
He accomplished what he was supposed to in Luther's day.
Right.
He accomplished what he's supposed to in Wesley's day.
Yeah.
He accomplished what he's supposed to in Pentecost and under Malachi 4.
Right.
He wants to fulfill and finish up, and he's already fulfilling some of it, Revelation 10,
yeah.
But didn't even stop at 7. He wanted to go all the way down to 8 through 11
yeah.
And become one with you.
Yeah.
God would be displeased if all it did was stop at 7.
That's right.
You know why? Because that would mean all his word wasn't getting fulfilled.
Right.
But he wanted somebody to take the book
Amen.
And eat the book
Amen.
And become one with the book.
Yeah.
And if you eat the book and become one with the book, you're pleasing God.
Amen.
Why? Because you're fulfilling scripture for your day and its very hour.
Amen.
But what God did, you know, you think about faith because you can't even please God without faith. It's impossible. And those that come to God must believe that he is.
That's right.
If you don't believe that he is, you wouldn't even approach him. So it's an interesting concept because he's the author. But here's what's so great about it. You didn't even know what you were looking for. You didn't even know where you were going. You didn't even know where God was. You didn't have a clue how to look for Jesus because you didn't even know who Jesus was. But what's so great about God is he knew who you were. And he come down for you. You like the little woman at the well. He said, I got need to go by this place. Because I got somebody that belongs to me.
Amen.
And I'm going to go down there and author their faith up. I'm going to go ahead and go down and give them some word so they can get a new birth and start manifesting who they're really supposed to be.
Amen.
Oh, that gets me excited.
Yes.
God the author, he knew who we were. He knew where we'd show up. He knew how he's going to find us so he could come and give us a little bit of word.
That's right.
And we couldn't help in one sense. He'd already seen us want him. He saw we were going to accept him.
Amen.
And then he put it on top of that. Then he put a little predestined state of seed in there.
Yeah.
That word crossed our path. And something about us just said, that sounds right.
Amen.
We were like the little eagle story.
Amen.
I was in here with these chickens. And I was doing what they taught me to do. I was doing it because it was the only way I was going to survive in life.
Amen.
I was going along for a little while. Thank God for the way.
Yeah.
But when I heard that eagle mother scream, that resonated with me. I said, that's who I really am. Well, that's what happens to you and me when God comes find us.
Amen.
He comes and gives us a little word. He comes and gives us the eagle scream.
Yeah.
And there's something about us that responds to God and says, that is nothing but the truth.
Amen.
And Jesus said, all the Father has given me will come.
Yes.
That's not a should. That's not a maybe. That's a definite. They will come. I won't lose any. And no man will be able to pluck them out of my hand. Oh, that gives me assurance. That gives me confidence. He couldn't lose me if he tried. I belong to him and he was coming for me no matter how fast I was trying to run away. Oh, that gets me excited. Oh, James's preaching last week made me feel like I couldn't lose if I tried to lose. God's been with me my whole life. He knew where I was going to be born. He knew who my parents were. He knew where he was going to raise me. He knew where he was going to introduce himself to me. And he come and found me right on time. And from that point forward, he's been working my faith and building my faith. Because how does faith come? It comes by preaching. And he's been preaching to me, brother.
Yeah.
He says, I want to talk to him about that new soul.
Yeah.
I want to talk to him about the three realms.
Yeah.
I want to talk to him about one coming of the Spirit.
Yeah.
I want to talk to him about the church ages.
Yeah.
I want to talk to him about the word made flesh.
Yeah.
I want to tell him how to be a good husband.
Yeah.
I want to tell him how to be a good worker.
Yeah.
I want to tell him how to act right.
Yeah.
I want to tell him how to do this and how he's going to have a theophany.
Yeah.
God just come and started talking to me
yeah.
and preaching to me because
yeah.
he's the author. And the finisher of our faith.
Yeah.
Oh, that gets me excited.
Yeah.
If he who began a good work in you will be faithful to finish it. Oh my. If he authored your faith and he started a work in you and you're well along your way, I don't care if the devil comes and talks to you about how bad you were and tries to talk you into giving up. I can't lose. I can't give up. Because he is the author and the finisher of my faith. Oh, he's taking care of me. He's taking me through the bear. He's taking me through the lion. He's taking me through Goliath. And you think I'm going to stop believing him now? You're foolish. I can't help but love him. You know, here's the interesting thing about a believer. They will go through trials. They'll go through the molting season. They'll go through some things similar to Job, where the devil will go to God and say, take your hands off a little bit. Don't let everything go right. Let him or her have a bad day a little bit. Let me cause some issues. And we'll see if they serve you. But you know, there's something about that believer. Because in those situations, I'll just speak honestly, you can get pretty low. You can be sitting on that rock like Job, picking boils off your skin, thinking in your human body, and that greatest matter of thought, what in the world did I do to deserve this? And I don't want to give you all the details because the devil's in the details, but you can get low and the devil's sitting there saying, are you sure you want to serve God? Why don't you just give up? Same thing, why do you tell Job, just curse God and die and get this over with? I've been through some trials like that, Brother James. I've been through some tough times, my own way, my own trial. I've been through some things that I felt like, Jeremiah, why don't you just curse God and die? But there was something about me on the inside of the inside, through the hardest of the hard, through the lowest of the low, through the saddest of the sad, through when I had almost in my human body wanted to give up and I seen no way of escape. That word crossed my path again. God was right there. And someone on the inside couldn't help but respond to it. Even though the devil almost thought he had me, God kept me. He come down and grabbed me. He said, not so fast, you sorry devil. This one belongs to me. Yeah, I've shored him up. I've given him all the preaching he needs. I've given him all the word he needs. You can make him get real low. But I'm going to tell you, he's going to still look at you and say, it's not even lawful for you to tempt the Lord thy God. That's who we're dealing with. That's what I'm looking unto. I know I'm jumping around this scripture, but I'm talking about the author and the finisher of our faith. That's who I'm looking unto. And I know how to look at him always. I know how to look at him as my savior. I know how to look at him as my healer. I know how to look at him as my deliverer and everything he's done for me. But I can even look at myself and say, he's in me. Oh, I know how to look at Jesus. I was thinking a little bit this week, and it's not my main point, but I was thinking about the revelation of Jesus Christ. He come and he was groomed. And I don't have enough time, but that deserves honor, preaching. If he didn't come, none of the rest would be possible. Never can we ever forget what he did. You say, well, it ain't our day to measure. One side of the coin is not, but on the other side it always will be, because you can't even get a new birth if he didn't come. But he didn't stop there, is my point I'm trying to make. He wanted to be a many-member bride body. You know, because that's the thing about looking unto Jesus. You got to know what you're looking for. You got to know where you're looking at. You got to know what you're hoping for. Because you could be looking for Jesus at the wrong place. And that was the other point I wanted to make tonight, is that you got to find God present tense. Now, let me say a few things about Jesus. One of the simple ways to describe Jesus, he's the Word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. And the Word become flesh. And that was Jesus Christ. The Word made flesh. So you're going to look unto Jesus. You're going to find him in his flesh. word.
Amen.
That's where he is. That's who he is. That's what he's identified with.
That's right.
So you got to find where that word's at.
Right.
And don't look at nothing else.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, I thought about that when you said that Sunday, Brother Moore. Those disciples, Peter started walking that water when he's looking at Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
But the minute he took his eyes off Jesus,
yes,
he started sinking. He started going down.
Amen.
And that's the same thing with any believer.
Amen.
You start looking at your own abilities, what you can do, what you think, your education, your thought, your abilities, your goodness, you'll start sinking. But if you can look at that word and what that word says you are and what that word professes you are and what that word says you're going to happen and what that word says it won't fail you,
right.
You cannot fail.
Amen. That's right.
Oh, it struck me so much Sunday when Jesus was on that boat. He said, go to the other side.
Yeah.
He was so confident in that word
Amen.
That he actually went down to the bottom of the boat and said, I'm going to sleep now. I need a little rest.
Yeah.
Well, little bride, we're no different than that.
Come on.
We have the same word of God that Jesus has.
Yes.
Now, if you profess something that ain't the word, I can't stand on that. But if you're professing the word of God,
yeah.
I can count on that.
Yeah.
That's what I mean when look unto Jesus. Don't look into your man-made tradition. Don't look into your education. Don't look to what modern society's telling you. Don't look to your own goodness or abilities. Look unto Jesus. Look unto what the word says you are. That's what you are. If the Lord says I'm a blessing, then I am. You say, how's this tie? Well, he's the author. He's the finisher. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. You say, you take too much upon yourself. Think it not robbery to be equal with God. That's what the word says I am. That's what the author and finisher of my faith says I am. I ain't going to stand on you telling me I ain't good. I need to live better. Yeah, just follow me long enough. It won't take you long to see that. And I ain't belittling that. But I'm going to tell you my real story, my real book, my real nature, my real life. I amen every word of God.
That's right.
Oh, I'll tell you a little book. Oh, I was born of Jerry and Lisa Allen, raised in Hamilton, Ohio. Thankfully, they were already in the message.
Amen.
So they were taking me to church. This is just my book, my story.
Oh, yeah.
You got your own.
Yeah.
We all need that. We all have different walks. They were taking me to church from when I was zero to when I was whatever age. They stopped feeling like they had to take me to church. But thank God they did.
Yeah.
They put the word in our home and made it first place.
Yeah.
And God the whole time. Now, they need to talk for themselves. God was working with them too, but I'm talking about me.
Yeah.
God the whole time had them taking care of me.
That's right. Yep.
Because I had an appointment.
Yeah.
I had a time.
Yeah.
That I was going to meet God because
yeah,
he's going to be the author and finisher.
Right.
He'd already seen me accept that word.
Right.
There wasn't no accident that could get me.
No.
And I was in one pretty bad one at three.
Yeah.
There was no tree falling that was going to kill me because
right.
God is bigger than any of those circumstances.
Yeah.
He had an appointment with me
yes,
and they brought me to church and then I got of age where I just said, I'm going to listen to God for myself.
Amen.
Oh, and the whole time before then, the Satan tried to kill me, tried to get me, tried to stop me, tried to put circumstances in my way, but God removed every one of those. And he got me just like he got the little woman in the well. Said, the man you're talking to, if you accept this word, there will be a river of life flowing out of you. And I heard that and I said, amen.
Amen.
And he started authoring my life from that point on.
Amen. Right.
And somehow, what went from amen in the word at a young age, I'm up here preaching tonight.
Amen.
Now, that ain't boasting in the sense that I've done anything. I already told you who's the author and the finisher.
Yeah.
It ain't nothing I've done.
Yeah.
But if you can eat this word and look unto Jesus, he will take you from just barely amen in the word to you can be up here testifying about the word, singing about the word,
yeah.
preaching about the word, and stand up and said, I've got my job to call for the dead to come
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
They got to listen to me.
Yeah.
And that comes from both men and women.
Right.
I'm here to get the dead up.
Amen.
Paul's going to listen to me, so to speak. Irene's going to listen to me. They got to come forth because
yeah.
I'm the bride of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And it's my job to call them forth.
Amen.
Oh, that's what that author and finisher will do for you.
Amen.
He'll take you from just starting all the way until you're full strength.
Amen.
You're a strong Christian.
Amen.
That's what he told Joshua when he's crossing Jordan.
Yeah.
Be strong and courageous.
Yeah.
And what did he tell him? Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Don't deviate from that law. That law was the word in that day.
Amen.
And if you do, you'll be prosperous in all your ways. I've never seen looking unto Jesus ever do me wrong. The only time I really fell short, Brother Desmond, when I tried to run from you.
Yeah.
When I tried to do the opposite.
Yeah.
When I went the other way.
Yeah.
But every time I've looked unto Jesus, he's never failed me one time.
Amen.
His answer has been right every time. He told me where to go to church. He told me who I am. He told me there's grace and truth. He told me where to live. He told me where to go to school. He told me who to marry. I could go on in my natural life and my spiritual life. He has given me answers. And when I look unto him and trust him, I have come out right every single time.
Amen.
And that's the way it is with every real believer.
Amen.
That's why, you know, we've been talking to the young people a little bit. You can look to a lot of things. You can look to popularity. That pressure's there. And you know what? You're going to feel it. And you're going to sometimes succumb to it. All the above, I understand it. But I'm here to tell you this tonight. Look unto Jesus. Look unto his word. Look unto what the preaching of the word is coming out and telling you. That's what will help you in life. And then you'll get your own new birth. And you'll have an inside teacher that will take that word and teach you and lead and guide you into all truth. That's how it works. Looking unto Jesus, you'll never fail.
Yeah.
That just made me think of a quote I looked up this week because, you know, Brother Deskin's always that scripture. And I was going to text you and ask you where it's at because I didn't find it. But you lean unto me, I'll lean unto you. I need to get that from you, by the way. But I was thinking about that a little bit. And I remembered a quote I found one time, and I'll never forget this quote. God was talking about Moses. This is from Leadership in 1965. God says to Moses, take off your shoes. The ground you're standing on is holy. I have chosen you to go down and deliver my people. I'm giving you power. You can smite the earth with plagues. You can turn the water into blood. You can bring fleas and lice. Nothing is going to harm you. I choose you.
Amen.
Brother Bram says, why? Because he chose Christ. See, you choose Christ, and he chooses you.
That's right.
He don't make you do anything.
No.
You choose him. You choose you. You choose to serve him.
Right.
But once you do that,
amen,
and he authors that faith in you, listen to what he says. He said, you chose me, and I have chose you to go down there in Egypt. And look what he done. He led 2 million people, 2 million people out, his people, and brought them to the promised land. And now he followed. Who followed him through the wilderness? You children has, and brought Leo and on. But what he's trying to say is, God chose Moses, Moses chose God, and then God ordained him to do these things. So that author and finisher has ordained you to fulfill the word for your day and its hour.
Amen.
And you're going to be just like Moses. You chose God, God chose you, and you're great in the sense that God's with you. Saying, go down there and call for the dead. Go down there and preach your day and his message now. And you're going to fulfill it.
Amen.
Because he's the author.
Amen.
And the finisher of your faith.
Amen.
What am I trying to say? You won't go wrong looking unto Jesus.
Amen.
You can't fail.
Right.
You can't be defeated. You can't be stopped. Because God's got you in his hand.
Amen.
I think if we all stopped, I know we all have had at points thought about where I was and where God's brought me from, as the song says, and to where I am today. Oh my. You can't help but see God's with you. You can't help but look back sometimes and say, he kept me through this, kept me through that. So that you can stand in the present tense and says, I'm going to go all the way. Those who he foreknew, he predestinated. Those who he predestinated, he called. Those who he called, he justified. And those who he justified, he already glorified. He's the finisher.
Yes.
You know, because I've been born again, I'm going to that wedding supper.
Amen.
You ain't going to stop me.
Right.
If I go to the grave, I'm getting up.
Amen.
If I'm alive and remaining, I'm going to meet you in the air.
Amen.
Meet him in the air. I'm going. Because he started this work,
yes,
and he will finish this work.
Amen.
And the other thing I like about it, Brother Moore, when I'm talking about this, the word part of me, I'm right where God wants me.
Amen.
I'm more than a conqueror. I'm more than able. I can defeat anything that comes my way.
Amen.
Who send the devil my way, I'll send him right back. Just set him right down on that bench and tell him to sit down there for a little while. I'm talking now. That's how we can talk. And it's not, I'm not trying to give you mental telepathy or some psychology and just telling you to work yourself to positivity. No, I'm telling you, eat the word. Become one with the word. And it will just start coming out of you. Because the word will tell you who you are.
That's right.
It'll say, let this mind be in you. That was also in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God. And before you know it, one day you'll be saying, wait a minute, I am the resurrection.
Amen.
If Jesus was a resurrection, I am the resurrection.
Amen.
If Jesus could get raised the dead, I can raise the dead.
Amen.
If Jesus was the Lord of the Sabbath, I'm the Lord of the Sabbath.
Amen.
If Jesus could do this and this, I can do this and that.
Amen.
I can do what Jesus said because the ministry of the bride is the same as the ministry of the groom.
Amen.
They will do the same thing because it's the same God. The Son of Man's only showed up two times.
Amen.
In the groom, and now it's in the bride.
Amen.
And I can speak with the same authority that Jesus spoke with. Why? Because it's the same God, just now in a many-member bride body.
Amen.
And I'm a part of that. So I'm ordained to do this. And the author and the finisher of my faith will see me through it and give me everything I need.
Amen.
To do it. And before I sit down, I want to make that point in Romans 10. Faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. Now, that's why, and this ain't legalism, but that's why it's so important to find you a man. Get to church. Bring it word upon word. It's why it's not that the evidence is coming to the church every service in that sense. Now, we do know the Bible says where the carcasses of the eagles be gathered together and assemble yourselves together. I believe that's an expression of God in this day and hour. But we know that you miss one service, it doesn't mean you're going to hell. But the point making is, you get weak if you don't eat.
Amen.
You get weak in the natural if you don't eat.
Amen.
You get weak in the spiritual if you don't eat.
Amen.
That's why it's so important to get here.
Amen.
And you know, sometimes it takes a push to get here.
Yes.
I don't even always feel so up to the mighty and strong in my flesh after a hard day at work, Brother Deskins, that I'm necessarily in my flesh just skipping in one side of the coin now, because I'm going to come back and give you the positive side of this. But on one side of the coin, I ain't just skipping in here. I got to drop some things. I got to drop the stress that work just put on me and all the problems I got to face tomorrow. I got to drop them at the door, so to speak. I got to push to get here. It could be easy to just stay home and sleep. I had a hard day at work. I just need some rest. But you got to overcome that thing and get to where the word is so that you can eat and get stronger. That's why I always say, you can't get God if you ain't get around God. You ain't going to get a new birth if you ain't ever been around God. You got to get around him to find him. You got to get around him, know who, what you're looking for and what you're even doing. So at some point in time, you better get you a preacher bringing it word upon word so that God can write up on that word and quicken it to you and you can be born again. And the journey don't stop there. That's just your start.
Right.
That's just the authoring of it.
Right.
He wants to preach to you some more.
Amen.
And that's God's greatest help to us.
Isn't it?
Yeah, he gives us instruments and tools and spouses and all that. But you know how God's really leading and guiding us? It's by his word.
Amen.
Thy word is a light unto my path.
Amen.
That's what directs us.
Yeah.
That's what tells us where to go. That's what tells us what to do. Is his word.
Yes.
And that's why you got to get around it.
Amen.
To grow.
Right.
And let him continue to author and finish.
Amen.
Now we know God's going to get you there whether you fall down 10 times and all that. We understand that side.
Right.
But I'm talking about if you want to be a strong Christian.
Come on.
And you want to have your sword up and not hanging down.
Right.
Get to the house. Get to the word.
Amen.
And looking unto Jesus. You got to believe it. If you're coming in here with doubt in your mind, that's just another man talking to me.
Right.
See, that's another key thing. You got to believe that God's talking to you.
Amen.
And you know, the hard thing to a lot of people is it's God in flesh now.
Oh, yeah.
He ain't just coming down from a cloud.
Uh-uh.
If he did that, everybody believe it.
Right.
He spoke out of some great light that everybody said that's miraculous.
Amen.
But he comes down in some badger skin.
Right.
Looks old and beat up a little bit.
Yeah.
And he starts talking to you.
Yeah.
But a real believer,
right,
Well, naturally, that's God talking to me.
Amen.
And you got to believe that, or you won't get the full help that you can get. You'll take the pieces that sound right to you and leave what's too hard. But if you really believe God's talking to you, it can be the nice answer that pats you on the back sometimes. Sometimes it's the answer that you don't want. But you know what? It's still the answer. And you know what? It brings forth peaceful fruit at the end. And we've all been there. We've done the thing that we really didn't want to do because God told us to. And then at the end of it, we say, I'm so glad I did that. Because it works out right every time. But when you come in here, you got to believe that preacher's talking to you. We know our pastor, Dana, lead through. We'll start there. But God preaches to you through preachers, through your pastor. Then the fivefold ministry and on. And then he can testify to you and all that and help you with your elders and life examples. But that real word coming for us, how you're going to increase your faith. And as Brother Moore always said, just like any other revelation, gave you a revelation, change the soul. You gave you a revelation of three realms. You gave you a revelation of Christ in you, on and on and on. The rapture and getting out of here will be just another revelation. And you're ordained to get there because he's the author and the finisher, and you can't help but get there. And you'll sit here and eat that word one day. And we kind of like to express it this way. One day you say, I don't have to be here anymore.
Yeah.
The revelation will be so real to you.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I really do have the authority to call.
Amen.
It is time.
Amen.
The hour is late.
Amen.
You know, it's already pretty real to us.
Amen.
But it ain't real until it's real.
Right.
And what I mean by that, the manifestation of it.
Right.
We talk about it pretty real with a strong revelation.
Right.
But you ain't seen nothing yet.
Yes, sir.
One day I really will have the ability to walk through a wall.
Amen.
And not doubt at all.
Amen.
And hold myself back. Because God's going to give me that revelation because he's the author and finisher. And I'm looking to him.
Yes.
Not looking to my abilities.
No.
I'm not looking what I can conjure up and what I can do and what I'm going to make happen.
No.
My intellectualism.
No.
Oh, I'm going to say I can do it just because Pastor Moore said I can do it. No, that's just intellectual conception.
Right.
No, I'm talking about a real believer. With a real faith, revelation faith.
Yeah.
That's the type of faith I'm talking about him authoring. Because really, unbelievers, he's never authored their faith. And they have mental faith.
Right.
They have a faith and believe in things. But what I'm talking about is a revelation faith. Because if you get a revelation faith, that's a new birth.
Amen.
I'm talking about people getting a new birth. He will talk to you and strengthen you.
Amen.
When you approach him, you got to believe that he is. That's what a believer does.
Amen.
By nature. Not because you're going to work it up, but one day that word across your path and you're going to say, Amen. Before you know it, you'll get baptized when you never thought you'd get baptized. You'll testify when you never thought you'd testify. You'll help with the church project when you never help a church project. Just live different than you ever lived. You come to church on Sunday and Wednesday when you used to never think you'd ever go to church. But it is the right way. It is the easier path. But you got to look unto Jesus, his word. It's not what you can do, it's what he's done for you.
Right.
We can't lose people. He foreknew you. He predestinated you. He's confounded you and preached you and you got a new birth. He will see you through it all and get you to your final destination point. He who begins a good work is faithful to finish it. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He'll go with you always, even to the end of the world. He'll supply all your needs. We're more than conquerors. I could go on and on and on. But the point I'm saying, look to what the Word says about you.
Amen.
That's who you really are.
Amen.
This life,
yeah.
The one I'm talking about, that life he's authored, that's perfect.
Amen.
Sinless, spotless,
yes,
life of God,
yes,
walking around.
Amen.
That's what I'm looking unto.
Yeah.
I might wake up tomorrow and fall down 10 times. But that life I'm talking about will get up 10.
Amen.
It won't stay down. It's going to get up every time and defeat that devil every single time because it's ordained to do so. And it will get to its final destination spot. God's done it the whole time. They tried to kill Moses. He got Moses where he needed to go. Jonah tried to run. Jonah got where he needed to go. Jesus said, take this cup from me. Jesus did what he's supposed to do. God is the author and finisher. You're ordained to do this. And we will do it. Thank God for that revelation. God bless you. Come on, Pastor.
When you have what we have, it helps you to go through this life because you realize it's not your life anyway. It's his life. And what we're looking to, you know, a lot of people think when you say look unto Jesus, they're thinking you're looking unto that guy over there on the wall. Yeah. and think that that's who we're looking to. No, you're looking to the Word. Because Jesus is John 1 and 1. And when the Word says something about you, that's what you look to. If you're going to get healed, you're not going to get healed because you built your faith up to get healed. You're going to get healed because the Word says it. And you have faith in the Word. If your life is going to change for the better, it's not because you've got a bunch of rules and laws and things you decided you're going to do. It's going to be because you looked at the Word and the Word says, this is what I want you to do. And then that's what changes your life. Right. People think you change your life because you're going to lay everything down and drop everything. No, you change your life because you see it in the Word.
Right.
It's like everything else. We believe in the seven church ages. Why do you believe in the seven church ages? You didn't see it. You weren't back there.
No.
You only believe in the seven church ages because the Word of God said it.
Right.
That's where we got that faith from. And it's the same with everything. The same faith for healing. Same faith for salvation. It's the same faith for a body change.
Right.
It's the same faith for the uniting. It's just you believing in the Word of God.
Right.
And as God reveals it to you, then you and that Word become one. That's what makes your life. That's why you're different than everybody else. You know, it's sort of funny at work now that I'm leaving, I let it out that I'm a preacher. Because I figured I was going to have to give them a reason why I'm retiring. So I've told them, I've heard a few. Well, they all know now. I walked into one room today and she's like, so what church you go to? What church you pastor? And I'm like, well, I didn't tell her that. I told one person over here and they all know it all. But they're not surprised. See, the thing is, the thing you don't want is people to be surprised when they find out you're a Christian. You don't want them to be surprised that you're a Christian. So they found out that I'm a pastor. And two girls were sitting there talking, and they're like, well, what church do you go to? And I told them where, and I said, oh, we're going to have to come out to see you. We're going to come out. Because now they're looking at what's making him like he is. And I haven't preached to them in the whole time I was there. I just lived. And I lived the life, that the only life I have. You know, I don't have two or three lives. I only have one. And, you know, if you have the life of a dog in you, you're going to be a dog. You'll bark. If you got the life of a cat, you'll meow. You know, whatever life is in there is going to come out. And it's not that you have to make it. You believe the Word. And you've taken the Word in. And you and the Word become one. And that alone is the only thing that makes a real difference when you change. Not because I've made you change or because somebody's decided that you need to live by a code of rules or you need to do. Brother Brown said, this is not by a code of rules. We're not trying to legislate this to you. It's the very life of Christ living in you.
Amen.
And if the life of Christ is in you, when people look at you, what should they see? The life of Christ. That's what they'll see. And you don't have to put a banner up. You don't have to go and carry your Bible under your arm to work every day and read in the lunchroom at lunch every day to make sure that they see that you're a Christian. Your life will speak for itself. But that's because you are looking unto the Word. You're looking unto Jesus.
Amen.
Who is not. And I like when he said that. He said the author and the finisher. And I thought, now the reason to say author and finisher, the author is the beginner.
Yes.
The author is the one that writes it.
Right.
And he's the one that says how this started.
Yes.
I mean, the authors, that's what he does. That's what's, because I thought it was odd. It says, you know, we say he's Alpha and Omega. He's beginning and the end. But I thought the author and the finisher. The author and the Alpha is the same.
Right.
He wrote the story.
Yes.
And he started the story. So we're looking unto the one who wrote our story.
Amen.
That wrote the story of our lives. Now we're trusting him and his Word, and his Word is living out through us, but he started it, And when he starts something, he will always finish it. And he won't give one soul a new birth that is not going to take with him. Did you hear that? He's not going to give one soul a new birth that he's not going to take with him. If you have a new birth tonight, it's because the author has already written you in, and he is going to finish what he started. He always finishes what he starts. That's Romans 8 for you. You know, what can separate you from the love of God? Nothing can. And if you cannot be separated from the love of God, then that means you're going to be there. If he put your transferred your name on the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world, what can you do to untransfer it? You can't. And the thing is, the body, the bride, her name is on there, but she's not doing what she's doing because she wants her name to be there. We're actually doing what we love to do. We really do. We're doing what we love to do. We love God's word. That's what attracted you. That's what brought you here. There was something in you that loved the word of God. And I'm not even talking about your eternal germ seed. I'm talking about there was something about you that attracted you to God. And because you loved God, he then predestinated you. See, people think they're going to heaven because they're predestinated. You're not going to heaven because you're predestinated. No. You're going to heaven because you loved God.
Amen.
And because God already declared the end from the beginning and knew you loved him,
yes,
knew you were going to be odd and follow the word when everybody else goes after their own thing,
right,
he then predestinated you. In other words, put a little bit of himself in you.
Right.
Just enough of himself to make you eternal. Matter of fact, to show you it wasn't that big a deal, he put it to sleep. In that sense, he put it in a seed form. When it's in a seed, when a life is in a seed form, it's dormant. It's put to sleep. It ain't dead. It's just dormant. And it's just laying there waiting because God already knew when you were going to cross the word and what you were going to do with it. See, it isn't God making you love the word. It's you coming across the word and it captures you and you say, you know what? I believe that. That's you. That's you. See, God didn't murder. He didn't murder your old nature. You volunteered. You agreed with the word. And when you agreed with the word, he killed that old nature because what kills out old souls on old natures is when it gets in the presence of the word. And he had to put something else there, a seed, because if he didn't, when you agreed with the word, your life would have been done. But he knew you were going to agree with the word, so he put a little bit of himself in you so that when he kills out that old nature, that germ seed come into manifestation. And it didn't change your love. It just verified it. It's you that love him. I mean, you're doing this. You know, we almost think that we're not doing anything. It's all God. Yeah, it is all God, but God's doing it because you did it. We love him because he first loved us.
Amen.
And gave himself for us.
Yes.
But it's our love for God that made God put a predestinated seed in us.
Amen.
Draw nigh unto me, and I'll draw nigh. Is that the one you're looking for? Draw nigh unto me, and I'll draw nigh unto you. James 4 and 8. There you go, Jeremiah. When you pull into God, God pulls into you. And the thing is that most people in the hour that we're living in have no love for the truth. It makes it, and it's hard for us to believe that, but just look at how many people really believe the word of God, and you'll see that there's not very many. And when you give them the word of God, oh, they don't want it. They're, oh, no, I don't believe that. My church, my teacher, my doctrine, my this, my that, and they'll walk off on that. But you're standing there with a love for God's word. I don't see, and I hear people say it all the time. I don't say anybody can't believe this. I can't believe, but you got to understand, they don't have the love for the truth that you have. And you're drawn to the word. You're looking unto Jesus, and he's taking care of you. I was thinking of that. I said, God, you have been so good.
Yes.
He's been so good. If he never did anything else, he's been so good to us.
Amen.
Give us so much. And the reason he's been so good is because you love the word so much, you could just keep eating it. Just keep eating it. And he loves that about you, saints. He loves that about you. You're looking unto Jesus. You're not looking unto that man. You're looking unto John 1:1. Into the word. The word is the author and the finisher of our faith. When he gets done with you, he's going to be all in all. That's what he's after. Come on, musicians. Enjoy that, Brother Jeremiah.
Amen.
Don't forget the announcements coming up. Young people are practicing tomorrow, so we're not going to have music practice. And come back Sunday. See what the Lord has in store for us again.
Amen.
Amen. Enjoyed your Brother Alan. I hope they got a picture of you behind this. That's only fitting. That's now you see, this is nice. This is like the Cadillac. We didn't know how good it could be. But we enjoy it. We're very cautious, and it's nice. Oh yeah. I'm sure that, well, they're not listening to me, they're looking at the pulpit. Now, it makes you feel like you got something to say now, and you get back there. But we really appreciate Brother Allen. We appreciate that. That's a, you know, if that's a gift from your heart, you got a big heart. Because this ain't easy. And most people can't do this. I know I couldn't. Mine would not look nothing like this. But we really appreciate it. Glad you got to come and see it in action. And come back anytime. You have to come back sometime when you bring your Bible up here. And we're always glad to have you and Sister Lisa with us.
Amen.
And remember all the prayer requests. And there's people that are sick. Some having COVID. Some have just sickness. And some have had surgery. He did? Oh, good. Yeah, I've been sort of keeping up. Yeah, I've been praying for him every day. And I sort of stay in touch with Patty keep, I shoot her a text. How's he doing? Where'd he go? So that's good to hear, because I hadn't checked on that. But continue to pray for him. And God's able. We're looking unto Jesus for our healing, for our salvation,
yes,
for our peace of mind,
yes,
for name it. We look under him for everything. That's the only reason we are sane in this insane world. Amen. I'm trusting you, Lord. I'm trusting you. You've never failed me, though I failed you.
Amen.
I'm trusting you, Lord. Amen. I'm not sure what key that is, but we'll wing it. Huh? G. I'm trusting you, Lord. I'm trusting you. You've been so faithful. Failed me, though I failed you.
trusting you.
Come on, Brother John.
I'm trusting the Lord.
I'm trusting.